blogtalkradio.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
The Wild Talk Radio Network now presents The Evolution in Online Pro Wrestling Sports Entertainment.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Wrestle Talk Radio.
Loud noises!
Bringing you the news and everything else in the world of professional wrestling.
Are you saying that there's a party in your pants and that I'm invited?
Hosted by Tim Stein.
I'm very important. I have many leather-bound books and my apartment smells of rich mahogany.
The Omega!
I know what you're asking yourself, and the answer is yes. I have a nickname for my penis. It's called the Octagon.
And the producer, Sir Rockin.
I'm a man who discovered the wheel and built the Eiffel Tower out of metal and brawn. That's what kind of man I am.
Special guest host this week, local indie wrestler, Keishi Matsunaga.
Basically, the biggest story of my career, launching me to a level I've never known before.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Who's there? I'm talking. Hello.
And the free TuneIn app on your mobile device.
Don't act like you're not impressed.
WTR Sunday night.
And that's it. Now let's do this.
One week we don't do a sound check. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Legend of WTR Sunday Night Live right here on Wild Talk Radio Network. Apparently, the go didn't mean go for some.
I don't know how to start the show, so I kept my mouth shut.
You don't know how to start the show. Tim knew how to start the show, but he doesn't want to start the show. That's Keishi Matsunaga.
That is me.
That is you.
You're not knowing how to start a show, so sitting in awkward silence with the rest of our hosts.
Megan's fixing his stuff. And then there's Tim Stein.
I don't know. Does my stuff work?
I figured it would, so I didn't figure we needed a sound check.
Well, you know what they say about when you assume things.
Assume things.
Makes an ass out of you, not me.
It happens. Anyway, Tim, it's your show.
Well, I'm just sitting here enjoying a nice glass of bubbly flavored water, courtesy of my brand new SodaStream.
Ooh.
Yeah, man. I bought a brand new used. Because it's cheaper that way.
Sometimes.
Well, in this case it was, because it was less money than what they were asking for in the stores. So that would make it cheaper.
Yeah, but sometimes people will sell used things for the same price that they got it.
Which is... how long have you known me, Keishi?
That's a great question. Let's just round it out to probably a decade.
Close to, right? Don't you know how cheap I am by now?
If it's very much.
Yeah, if it's the same price used as new, I'm not buying it.
Oh, I know, but I mean, that's most people.
And I usked them down from their original asking price.
Well, see, there's the Tim we all know and love.
There you go. So,
all right, how's this? Big
retail, folks.
Hey, Omega.
God. Omega, why did you steal my microphone this week?
I didn't try to.
Somebody just swapped it out on you when you weren't looking. Blame it on Castle.
Why did my shit not work? My shit always works.
Were you listening to Winamp this week?
No.
There's your problem right there. Maybe. I don't know.
Does it sound okay now?
Yeah, it sounds great.
Okay.
So, officially, welcome to Mother's Day edition of WTR Sunday Night, Russ Talk Radio Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Happy Mother's Day to any and all mothers who might be tuned in listening. I hope you all had an absolutely wonderful Mother's Day. For those of us that celebrate Mother's Day in the parts of the world where it's Mother's Day. Because apparently in some parts of the world, it's not Mother's Day yet. Did you know that?
Oh, no.
Yeah, there are some countries that celebrate Mother's Day on a different day.
I mean, it's not shocking.
Well, you know, things happen. What can you do? But yeah, so I can't advise against the soda stream if you're thinking about getting one.
I don't need soda, so no.
Well, you don't have to make like soda. You can make sparkling flavored water. They've got stuff, you know, there's like lemon flavored or orange flavored. You could do a carbonated iced tea, which sounds weird to me, but
I can never handle tea. There's something in me that will not drink leaf juice.
Interesting. The only tea I like is from Long Island, New York. So, which is weird because I don't like rum. Anyway. So, yeah, fairly light show tonight, everybody, simply because WWE insists on only releasing parts of their pay-per-view cards. We are previewing WrestleMania Backlash, or at least five matches of the show. Is that correct, Rock?
That is correct.
Yeah, five matches of the show. And then we'll do a little bit more All-Time Greatest. But what's
really
the first...
does. It really does tell you how stupid they think WWE fans are when they have to spell out that the Backlash part is because of WrestleMania.
You know, it's my understanding that it's because of somebody that these things are done. It's like, I've got four sisters and they've all used curling irons and blow dryers. And there's a warning on curling irons. Do not use in the bath. You know, some idiot used a curling iron in the bathtub.
Oh, yeah.
And my one sister had a blow dryer with a warning on it. Do not use while asleep. Now, I don't know about you, but back when I had long flowing golden curly locks, I would wake up in the middle of the night finding myself with, styling my hair in my sleep.
I don't know how to respond to that.
I do.
Yeah, my brain shut off at long flowing locks.
I do. The WWE SmackDown Tag Team titles are on the line at WrestleMania Backlash. The Dirty Dogs take on the Mysterios. Thoughts and opinions.
Who takes on the Mysterios?
Dirty Dogs.
Ziggler and Rude.
They are the current SmackDown Tag Team Champions.
It's just he talks so fast sometimes you have to get him to repeat it. That's all.
Thoughts and opinions?
I totally forgot they had a name. I think we all did. It's nice that they're giving them a pay-per-view to defend the titles on.
You say that like they don't really defend the titles much on pay-per-views, Casey.
Well, not as often as many of the other titles, but also just as often as some of the other titles. So, yeah, somewhere in the middle.
There you go. Yeah. This is not a match that I'm paying heavy money to see if this was a match they were building the pay-per-view around. It just the only thing I'm interested in seeing is how far Dominik's progressed.
Yeah, I mean, and as cool as it would be to see a father and son tag team champions, I don't think they're going to win.
See, I think they're going to win just because they have that just to have that sound bite.
I think
WWE loves to do that, like one feather in your cap that we can mention on commentary for the rest of your career.
I feel like it'll depend on how many times they mention it on Friday.
Well, how many times did they mention it on Friday?
Oh, no, I mean like next Friday.
After. Okay.
No, because the pay-per-view is next Sunday. So like this Friday coming up is the go home. So there's got to be some sort of over under where like if they mention it like more than like six times, then, you know, sometimes they do that thing where they mention it and it's a curse, and other times they don't mention it enough and they win. So
you figure if they don't mention it enough, then they're going
to
win.
Yeah, that kind of seems to be how things have worked with other titles.
Yeah, but other titles, other matches have had like bigger stakes and they were bigger deals. But, so this particular one, I don't know that that's that big a deal.
That's true.
So, but who do you see winning on this one, Cash?
You know what? just based on the, yeah. You know what? Let's give it to the Mysterios, because I feel like at the very least there'll be some name value attached to those titles, and maybe they'll do more with them.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah. What do you think? Huh?
Nothing. I was just agreeing.
Oh, okay. I was wondering what that noise was. Omega.
You'd have to get Vince McMahon to care about tag team wrestling to put any value on those belts. Now, I think the Mysterios are going to win it just because, like I said, it's something they can drop on commentary. It's a little thing to check off the list every week to mention. You know, they love that stuff.
Okay, fair enough. Well, I'm sticking with the tag team title champions, and one of my reasons is exactly what you pointed out, Omega. Vince would have to really care anything about the tag team titles to begin with, or the division. So I'm sticking with the Dirty Dogs.
There you go. The next match is the Raw Women's Championship Triple Threat, Rhea Ripley, Asuka, Charlotte Flair. Thoughts?
I get that they're wanting Charlotte to be the female face of the company and this, that, and the other thing, and they've pushed her to the moon and all this other stuff, and she's got the name. Yeah, she has the talent, and okay, she's not that bad on the mic, but I'm sick and tired of seeing her in title hunts. I'm just getting tired of it. Oh, my God.
Maybe that is why they put her in a match with two women who are most likely to commit murder.
Oh, so you figure that they're going to team up to take Charlotte out.
And it wouldn't shock me if that was one of the angles they went for in the match.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I am with you, though. I would love for Charlotte to do something that did not involve the championship. Because it's gotten to the point where it's not even that they let her win too often. They do.
Yeah.
It's to the point of, I don't know who Charlotte Flair's character is, because she is solely, you know, her sole purpose in WWE is to go after titles.
Mm-hmm. You don't know who her character is. The last time I heard anybody say that, it involved the Big Show.
That's because he turns face faster than a flipped coin.
Well, it was like every week he alternated. Seriously.
Yeah. I mean, that's not like not knowing who it is. That's schizophrenia at that point.
Oh, nasty.
Charlotte is literally just, I'm here for the championship. Okay, who are you again? Like, you're Ric Flair's daughter and you're after championships. I need some kind of personality besides just, you know, being a bitch.
Well, all the promos that she cuts, that doesn't project a personality.
Nothing that stands out. Like with Charlotte can stand out in ring performance. She can stand out, you know, the way her father could. Just with actual talent, but I don't know. I don't know. Her promos just don't really convey as much to me. Like I'm, it's hard for me to get behind Charlotte Flair as a character when she's just coming across very typical.
Yeah. See, I'm all for, I'm all in on the rematch between Rhea and Asuka, and then they throw Charlotte into the mix. It just sours me on it there. But at this point, I see Rhea retaining. What do you figure?
Yeah, like, it's the other reason I think I went for the Mysterios, because it's the only belts I can see actually changing hands.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of this basically seems too early for everything else. In this case, you know, Rhea, her first match on the main roster is winning the belt at WrestleMania. You would absolutely destroy her as a character, as a performer, if you drop the belt this fast.
This is true. Wouldn't it not have been better served putting Charlotte on SmackDown?
If you want to do something different with her.
No, but that was the A show, and the A face of the A women's division needs to be on the A show.
Well, the problem is Raw is suffering greatly compared to all the other WWE programming. I'm just getting the feeling they think Charlotte is gonna help spike ratings.
That's exactly what they think, probably.
You know, which is kind of sad, because like right now in my head, I'm envisioning like Charlotte and Bayley would do so many good things.
Oh, hell yeah. Jeez, you know, I'd like to see Charlotte versus Bianca. Never mind Bayley.
I know. I wasn't even mean versus. Because right now they'd get along swimmingly.
Oh yeah, they'd be like frenemies.
Either that, or it would just be like those two just bickering nonstop.
Did Bayley steal the show on Friday night?
I
didn't get to watch, so.
Casey, did you see SmackDown?
I saw bits of it. I don't know if she stole the show, but definitely, like she was up there as far as, like, the good parts.
She was a highlight.
Yeah. I mean, I also got a little bit of a chuckle out of Paul Heyman's bell counts. But, yeah. I mean, Bayley's just consistently doing great things, so.
Well, you're not the only one who got a chuckle out of Heyman's bell counts. Did you not catch Roman just about breaking character?
Yes.
That was good.
It was good. But, I mean, yeah, like, you can't, I mean, you know, Bayley is one of the reasons why, you know, people watch SmackDown, in my opinion, because you know that if Bayley's on the show, she's going to do something good.
Yeah, well, she's definitely one of the reasons why I tune in.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Let's see. I got Rhea. Geishi, who you got?
I think it's going to stay on Rhea only because she just won it.
Yeah.
Unless, like, I mean, hopefully. I hope that Rhea keeps it.
So that's what
Charlotte does not win.
Yeah, that's what we're thinking. And Omega, I know you're in agreement, but you just want to make it official?
Yeah, it's staying with Rhea.
So you guys brought up Bayley. She challenges Bianca Belair for the SmackDown Women's Championship.
This is going to be one hell of a match to watch Bianca retain her title on. But like I say, like, it's going to be a great match. There's going to be fantastic wrestling. There's going to be great Bayley interaction with, you know, whatever she wants to interact with. Bianca's going to EST all over the place. It's going to be great, but Bianca's going to keep that belt.
Yeah, Bianca's in a unique situation that only Becky Lynch found herself in. She's coming out of WrestleMania as the champion from a main event. That's a pretty high place to be in. Like, there's no chance she's losing this unless she's got an injury that we don't know about. She's keeping that belt. And even then, she might keep it.
Well, we've seen title holders retain the belt if it's an injury they can work through. The only time they basically drop the title is if they're disappearing for, like, surgery or rehab.
Or pregnancy.
Jeez, you know. I guess you're going to have to get used to thinking of that as a factor, eh?
You know what I mean, though. Like, even if that's the certainty I have of her retaining this title.
Yep.
So I guess we could just clearly say Bianca's winning and you guys are good, or you want to add more to this? Yeah.
No, I think we're all picking Bianca.
All right. It is for the WWE Championship. Bobby Lashley, Drew McIntyre, Braun Strowman.
Start with Casey.
I don't. This is one of the ones that I'm the least confident guessing. I mean, part of me thinks that putting Drew back into the mix will mean something, but adding Braun Strowman also is its own thing. I'm gonna say that Bobby Lashley will retain.
Okay, fair enough. Omega.
Yeah, I don't think I have any faith in Braun in this equation.
Interesting that you bring state it that way. I'll get to that when it's my turn.
Fair enough, but yeah, Braun is just too inconsistent in the booking. I can't see him winning a belt. It is basically just Drew and Lashley again. And I figure if they're going to put the belt back on Drew, they would have done it at WrestleMania, because that seemed to be the whole point of setting that up, and that's not what they did. It could be a swerve, but then again, why would you do it when we're going to be in front of a virtual crowd again?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you do it when there's real people? Yeah, they're doing things with the Hurt Business. I don't think they're good things that they're doing with the Hurt Business, but they're doing things. So I don't think they're going to derail that by taking the belt off Lashley now. So let's say Lashley retains.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. Basically, you brought the point up. We were all, if you want to call it that, we were all swerved with Bobby Lashley retaining at Mania, because we were all convinced they were looking for the live fan pop for Drew. Since Bobby's won the title and retained, I've paid a little bit of attention to it. And you're talking about having faith and not having faith. Initially, I didn't have faith that Bobby would be able to convincingly enough reign as a heel champion with the big title. I've bought into him as credible,
mm-hmm.
Right? And yeah, they would be at this point stupid to take that title off him anytime soon. It's a good thing MVP is there, because Bobby on the mic is terrible. But I see Braun costing Drew the chance to regain the title, you know, as far as booking the match goes. But with Bobby retaining.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Interesting. See that? Drew believes that it was good for his character to be relatable. He's not Superman. He's Batman. He's more relatable that way. So it was good to lose at WrestleMania. He believes it's good
Batman,
for
his... Batman's a billionaire. But I can't relate to Batman.
He believes that it was relatable, and it was good to help make Bobby Lashley, because they need many top-level superstars.
Yeah, but my question is relatable to whom? Again,
people.
Batman's superpower is he's rich.
But no, he's flawed as a human with ups and downs.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, see? He called himself Batman. I don't know if you heard about it. It was on the rack Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. He talked all about it. Anyway, you can listen to the interview. That's another story for another day. Your main event is Roman Reigns and Cesaro for the Universal title. Thoughts and opinion.
Okay. I'm looking forward to the match just to see how Cesaro performs in the main event. The majority of the locker room basically say pound for pound, he's the strongest guy there. And not only is he is strong, not only that, but he's quite good in the ring. He looks like Jason Statham's brother. And I still say that they should team up and do a movie together. Maybe a Fast and Furious movie or something. I don't know. Transporter movie. but that's really totally beside the point. It has nothing to do with any of it. Roman retains, but with great effort and potentially interference from Jay. But this should be a very good match, and that's my call, Keish.
Oh, it's going to be a great match. But yeah, like there's definitely going to be interference by one or all of the Usos. I mean, there's some interesting,
except Naomi.
Well, yeah, I guess, but she doesn't have. She technically doesn't have a last name, so I'm not counting her.
Okay.
I mean, they're doing some interesting stuff with Jimmy as far as like his confliction with acknowledging Roman. So mm-hmm. I mean that could be like the factor of like what keeps Jay from getting in the way. Mm-hmm. But I mean one way or another I don't think Roman's losing that title.
All right. So you're also picking Roman. Omega.
Hold up before we get to Omega to counteract Tim's point about Naomi. On Friday she tweeted a GIF saying fight mode. Activate it regarding SmackDown. So she's ready to fight. Just saying. Naomi's ready to fight.
But it didn't say acknowledge mode?
Did not say acknowledge mode. It said fight mode. She's ready to fight.
Naomi joins the table and not Jimmy.
Yes. Anyway, Omega thoughts?
I don't know. It's great to see Cesaro in the main event 5 years late. This would have been great in 2016 when you had the Cesaro section and everyone was red hot for him. But I think it's going to be a good match. I'm looking forward to seeing it. There's no way they're giving the belt to Cesaro. You know, you could absolutely build him into someone who could, but they haven't, so it won't happen. Yeah, I think the question here, like, I feel like the question here is more the Jimmy Uso factor in this. If he's going to join the family and at the table, or if he's actually going to interfere in this, you know, to like prevent his brother from interfering.
Okay.
I'm more interested in that aspect because I feel like Cesaro's a foregone conclusion here.
That's a bit of a storyline in and of itself, isn't it?
I mean, it was the storyline to do when he came back.
Yeah.
You know, and it's really like it's the only thing I could ever see dividing the Usos. Because we've never seen them broken up as a tag team.
No. What are the chances, just throw the twist out there, that we see Seth show up midway through the match? This might be not so far out of left field as some people might think.
I mean, it might be. I mean, Seth's not, so far, Seth's not on the show, but let's be honest, they could add four or five matches to this card before we even get there.
Well, they've got to add at least two more, so.
I just feel like everything Cesaro has done to Seth, I feel like that's done. I feel like there's nothing else you can do.
Yeah. Well, having been the victim of some strange booking in your career, Keishi, what do you think?
I have not been a victim of strange booking. I get booked to lose. That's not strange. It's very apropos.
All right, fine. Don't play along, but answer the damn question.
I don't know if Seth's going to get involved. I guess it would kind of depend. For me, it would depend on, like, what happens Friday as to whether he gets involved or not.
No.
I mean, there's obviously potential for it because he's, you know, he was the guy that Cesaro had to beat to get his title shot. And he, you know, they have kind of still a little bit of story going on from WrestleMania. And being that this is the WrestleMania Backlash pay-per-view, I guess there's a pretty strong chance that he'll get involved one way or another. Like, if Jimmy and Jay kind of go at each other to prevent interference from one of those two, Seth could be the factor that, you know, causes Cesaro to lose the match. That is very possible.
Yeah. Well, if we do see Seth, would this be a case of two-thirds of the Shield reuniting or Seth getting revenge on Cesaro?
It would be Seth getting revenge on Cesaro because his character right now is like their characters would not mesh well at all. Roman would keep trying to tell Seth to acknowledge him and Seth would not.
Calling himself the Messiah?
Seth only acknowledges himself.
So basically, all three of us are looking forward to this match as probably being the most entertaining one so far on this card. And we're all figuring Roman retains.
So there you go. To go to facebook.com/group/WildTalkRadioNetwork later in the week when they announce a full actual card. All right, let's get it.
You can post pick and picks any old time you want. But
I don't post the card until the full card's announced, so...
But the card's not going up until until it's announced.
I mean, if you want just post matches, Tim, by all means, go ahead. But right now, we go to the all-time greatest.
Who's the man? Huh? Who's the man?
It's time for another WTR original.
I am the greatest.
All-time greatest.
Well, whoop the freaking do!
Help us decide what the greatest intro, submission move, or even the greatest title run ever truly is.
I hope I score.
Interact with us in the real-time chat and find out who or what will end up being the all-time greatest.
We have made it to the second round.
Wow. It only took, what, 6 months?
And Angelina Love takes on Io Shirai. Omega.
Angelina's got the longer career, but honestly, I like Io's performances a lot better. So, go Io.
Keishi.
I'm going to have to agree with Omega and pick Io Shirai.
Tim.
Well, Omega's right. Angelina's been around longer, but I like Io's character better.
All right. Woman takes on Sensational Sherry. Keishi.
Sensational Sherry.
Tim.
Oh, definitely a scary Sherry all the way.
Omega.
Not even close. It's Sherry.
Luna Vachon takes on Michelle McCool. Tim.
Luna Vachon.
Omega.
Luna would eat Michelle's kidneys out from her.
Keishi.
Luna Vachon, because I'm scared of Luna Vachon, even even now.
She's dead, and I'm still scared of her.
Yep.
Okay, so I've asked you all once to go first. Who would like to go first next?
No one.
Come on, anyone? Who wants to go first next?
I'll go.
Keishi, Sasha Banks, Trish Stratus, go.
Trish Stratus.
Why?
Because she paved the way.
Okay. Omega.
Trish.
Why?
She was the greatest performer of a woman's era that didn't give women a chance.
Tim.
The original groundbreaker and paver, way paver, it's Trish.
Wow, no love for Sasha. Okay.
Oh, no, don't get us all wrong. We love Sasha. It's just you put her up against Trish, and sorry.
You put her up against Trish, and Sasha probably was better, just saying. All right, we'll do a couple more. Stephanie McMahon takes on Taryn Terrell. Omega.
It's hard to argue the character work here. Stephanie McMahon.
Keishi.
Yeah, her character work on TV as a personality was very well, so Stephanie McMahon.
Tim.
Oh, yeah, it's Steph.
Tegan Nox, Ivory. Keishi.
I mean, Ivory did way more, has done way more, and, like, her stuff in Right to Censor was great. Tegan Nox will be great, just not yet, so... Ivory.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, this is just a situation of Tegan's just not been around long enough to accomplish the things Ivory did.
Tim.
Yeah, it's Ivory.
Rosemary takes on Beulah McGillicuddy. Tim.
Beulah.
Omega.
Yeah, Beulah.
Keishi.
Yeah, I'm going to give it to Beulah as well.
Mercedes Martinez and Alicia Fox. Omega.
Mercedes.
Keishi.
Do I go with, like, will kill me, or do I go with will kill me, but while laughing at, while laughing maniacally?
Whatever you're into.
Mercedes Martinez.
Tim.
Fox.
All right, that's it. We got halfway down on that one. Pretty good. That's our show.
I like watching the thing get filled in real time. It's fun.
It is fun. When it works. When it works.
You were on the website watching it happen. Wow.
There are times, on late Saturday nights, midnight-ish, about 2 o'clock, where the website won't put the things in. We do all 64 in one night.
Oh, wow.
That's a struggle.
Some Saturday night case, you got to check out CB Radio.
It's not even that. It's the website just doesn't want to work, and I'm just sitting here refreshing it, trying to add a vote just to move it.
There you go. So, everybody, program a note. We're on after the pay-per-view next Sunday night to break it down and give you our thoughts and opinions. And, you know, basically more or less ask for yours, post them in the chat room. But before then, it's got a whole week leading up to it. Tomorrow night, immediately following Raw, is the post show.
It is the Raw post show, 11 p.m. Eastern. Following that, available for download will be the Rack Extra Reviews, Ms. and Mrs. Season 2, Episode 19.
Is that Tuesday podcast?
That's a Monday night podcast. There is also a Tuesday podcast.
Tell us about the Tuesday podcast.
Featuring Renee Paquette and her brand new book, Messy in the Kitchen, which you can pre-order right now. That comes out on May 18th. But we talk all about the book with her. And who is the best cook in WWE or in wrestling in general? She gives us the scoop. Listen to the podcast this Tuesday.
There you go. And don't you do stuff on Wednesday?
No.
No video games or anything?
No.
Wow. But Thursday night, you do pay attention to the multi-time, multi-award-winning The Rack Radio Show with your host, Lindsay Ward, 10 o'clock Eastern.
We'll have news, notes, previewing WrestleMania Backlash, NXT, and more. It's Rack Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. If you missed it, we spoke to two-time WWE champion Drew McIntyre about his book, A Chosen Destiny. You can check that podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts, just search The Rack Radio Show.
There you go, Letty. Why did I do that? Because I quit. And we already brought it up, midnight-ish, or as close as we get to it, Eastern Time. Another edition of the Wild, the Wacky, the Unusual CB Radio.
CB Radio every Saturday night, midnight-ish, CBRadioLive.com, greatthangreatdebate.com.
Yeah, and of course, like I said, immediately following the pay-per-view, we'll take to the internet airwaves and talk about it. Next Sunday for WrestleMania Backlash pay-per-view review. Pay attention to that, gang. Mark your calendars. But in the meantime and in between time, you can follow the website, Wild Talk Radio, and Russ Talk Radio on social media. Can't you rock?
At Wild Talk Radio on Twitter, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network, Facebook.com/group/Wild Talk Radio Network, and it's WTR Sunday Night on both Twitter Facebook.
It is. Yeah. And speaking about Twitter, you can follow me at Flames Forums. I've got a large and growing wrestling fan base on Twitter. I also got a hockey fan base that, it's growing too. But I don't just talk wrestling and hockey on my Twitter at Flames Forums. Find out what else I talk about by following me. Yeah, you'll get the odd dad joke just for the shits and the giggles. But if you want to get really crazy, follow Omega all over the place.
And everything I end up doing online. So yeah, if you want to see what I get up to, you can follow me most places under similar names over on Instagram and Facebook. Catch me under The Plastic Addict. Everywhere else, find me under the name TJ Omega. That is the Twitter handle. That is the YouTube channel. That is the website, tjomega.net. And that is the Twitch stream at TJ Omega as well.
There you go. And of course, Casey has a Twitter account.
Yeah, I do. You can find me on Twitter at Kyle Driver. You can also watch me wrestle this Saturday, May 15th on the Clandestine Society. You can find that on the Backbreaker Media YouTube page. I also wrestle up here in Canada for Real Canadian Wrestling and they have started running some online YouTube shows once a week. You can find those on RCW Online. And also, if you don't find my voice super annoying, you can also find me doing improv-related type things on twitch.tv/d404zimprov.
There you go. And that being said, we're done for the week, guys. Well, we're done for the evening. Have yourselves a great week. Check out all the programming brought to you throughout the week. And then we'll catch you next Sunday night for another edition of Wrestle Talk Radio.
WildTalkRadio.com.